We reversed it.
I know. We're keeping them on their toes.
Actually, speaking of reversing
things. Jesus, what now did I do?
Well, okay. The comment that you made last week about the whole, if you could be on any other show
yes.
on Big Fatty, apparently there's a small contingency of followers on Twitter that want to see Fatty and Taffy Lee come to life.
Excellent.
And there's been discussion of what the opening montage would be. Apparently it involves the two of you going butt to butt with a double-headed dildo.
God.
And
that's horrifying.
I would love to see that happen at Pride 48.
Like for real or like a cartoon actual, drawing like, of it?
An actual Taffy and or Fatty and Taffy Lee show.
Where we have a dildo shop of our ass?
No!
I was going to say, because I'm thinking no.
No, if you guys actually did an episode together, even if it was like a little half an hour thing and you could interview somebody.
That would be awesome.
And do the whole thing where you guys have the where you guys talk, like Regis and Kathy Lee used to talk and all that. I think that would be really funny.
Can I call him Reach?
No, you'd call him
No, Fatty. Big Daddy. No, Big Daddy's what she called him.
Did Kathy Lee call him Big Daddy or did Kelly Ripa call him Big Daddy?
No, Kelly Ripa did. You're right.
Okay. Well, you really kind of want to be Kelly Ripa more than Kathy Lee. Actually, you, I'm not sure. I think you might want to be Kathy Lee.
No one wants to be Kathy Lee.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
No one wants to be Big Dad. That's horrifying.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3221. The BFO for Thursday, the 11th of June, 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes, can you hear that? Can you, yes, we hear it, we hear it. Hello, Orange Hatter's Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're on Chatterers today because, y'all, I got to tell you, got up Wednesday morning and I had to put on my orange hat, Big Fatty. But I will tell you all about that in just a few minutes. Y'all, I hope you're all doing well. I hope that you are staying safe, and I hope that you are Big Fatty, oh y'all! I tell you, I've got the seepy seeps, Big Fatty, 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 y'all. What was I saying? Oh, I hope you're staying well, and that you're feeling good, and you're taking good care of yourself, because y'all, that's what we gotta do. We can't help each other out if we're not helping out taking care of ourselves. Yes, Big Ready! Some happy music. Well, speaking of lurkers, Alex Lefebvre has been looking out for himself because he hadn't been on the social medias. But y'all, he sent me a message that says, "Hey, Big Friday, I saw that production of the falsettos on in person on Broadway a couple of years ago. It was fantastic." Also, I told Brandon, you know, that's his husband, that you like to keep the villa at 77 during the day and 74 at night, like I would like to do. And his response was, bless his heart. Bless his heart. Oh, Big Fatty, bless his heart. well, that's all right, because Brandon's a Georgia boy also. Yes, Big Fatty, they had some problems yesterday, yes. let's see, after I recorded yesterday, y'all, I'm sitting here and I'm watching the Shibuya's evening news with Miss Nora O'Donnell. You know all about that, don't you? there was a knock at the door. Y'all, it was young Nicholas. Young Nicholas stopped by to check on the elderly, and y'all, it was just lovely. Hadn't seen him since Thursday of last week, and so we kind of chitter-chatted about what he'd been up to over the weekend and all, and I think he's beginning to venture out a little bit. I think he said he went down to the Dudley Do-Rights. Sunday, I think, just to see what it was like. And, y'all, I don't know if he wore a max or not, but, anyway, y'all, I'm not quite ready to go to a bar, we had a nice visit, and then he was off. He was off, and y'all, I sat here, and y'all, one thing I didn't tell you yesterday is, y'all, I've restarted watching that Schitt's Creek, and y'all, I finished up the first season Tuesday, and then y'all, I've been watching some more of it here on Wednesday afternoon of season two. Y'all, it's cute, and I'm enjoying it, and everybody says it gets better as time goes by. Y'all, it's, you know, there's a homosexual in that show. But, y'all went to bed, took a little bit of time, to go to sleep, but not too bad. And y'all, I woke up on, hump day morning. Y'all, I woke up at, 8:30 a.m. in the morning, and I said, No, and y'all, I just rolled right back over, got up at 9:30 a.m. in the morning, went and started my coffee and all, and I walked out to get my newspaper. Y'all, it wasn't there, so y'all, that's when I had to put on my orange hat. And I called him. Y'all, I got the nicest young lady to help me. Y'all, what happened? You know, back in the summer, you know, I canceled my paper because they wouldn't extend it when I was gone for a week, you know, each month to go see my mother. And I just said, well, I'm just not going to pay for that. And so I canceled it. Well, y'all, when I restarted it, they restarted it under a new account, but the old account was there, and they associate your account with your phone number. So every time I'd call up, they would, you know, I'd give them the phone number, and they say, oh, well, I see this account is inactive. And I said, no. And, you know, then they put in the street address, and, oh, yes, I see you. Yes, everything's lovely. Y'all, this happened on Sunday. I didn't get my newspaper, and then it happened again today. And y'all, but this girl was so nice. I asked her if she could. She says, "Let me get rid of this inactive account." And y'all, she went in and it took about 10 minutes for the whole call and everything. But y'all, it was just an excellent bit of customer service. And y'all, it was just nice that somebody was nice to me. Not that people are ugly to me, but you know, I think we all need to, you know, take a breath and inhale and exhale and just try to be nice to people. It ain't easy for any of us right now, so just keep that in mind. But y'all, she took her time and she got rid of that inactive account, and she was going to send a message to the supervisor of my carrier, seeing if there's a problem, since I've missed two papers this week, and she credited me for those 2 days on my account. So y'all, I mean, I couldn't have asked for more. Well, Big Fatty, you could have asked for a paper. Well, you know, when you get up that late, they're probably out of papers by then to come and re-deliver. But anyway, so it didn't bother me that much, other than I didn't get to do the Sudoku. And you know, that's very important for me. But y'all, I had my coffee and I watched Miss Gayle King on the Shimmy this morning. Then I had to hop in the shower, because y'all, I've done it. I have gone and done it, y'all. I met Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, at the famous toastery again, Big Fatty. And y'all, I wore my little Max in there. And the menus are disposable, and all the employees. Y'all, there's only two employees working in there. And I guess there's somebody in the kitchen, too. But y'all, they only had about six or they may have had seven or eight open tables. But, you know, they were all spread apart. And y'all, there couldn't have been more than maybe three tables other than the one we were at that had people at it. And y'all, it was just nice to sit across from Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and just catch up and see their smiling faces and hear about what they've been up to. And y'all, and I had the grilled cheese and bacon sandwich on the sourdough with the chips. And y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And, y'all, it was just a little... You know, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I would not feel comfortable like going into an Outback steakhouse. It's because it gives you the shits. No, I mean because of the people. To me, that's too much right now. But this is you know, it's at noon. There aren't any a lot of people in there or anything like that. And, y'all, I felt comfortable. But anyway, y'all, and then after that, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Betty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it, y'all, as I do on Wednesday. Y'all, I've been going, you know, the last hour of the day, but y'all, I decided to go right after the famous toastery, and y'all, quite frankly, the store was not busy at all. It was about the same size crowd as when I go the last hour of the day, and people were wearing their Macs and doing their one-way aisles and all that. But y'all, I picked up a few things. Y'all, they had the Triscuits. They had the Triscuits on sale, 2 for $5. So I got a couple of boxes of those. Y'all, I got, let's just see here. I got, y'all, they had the good chopped Caesar solid kits, 3 for $10. I got three of those. Y'all, they had Nutter Butter, peanut butter sandwich cookeries, the little bitty ones, the little round ones, little bites. They were buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. I got me some more of that good Lipton chicken noodle soup. Y'all, they had the good croutons on sale. I got some pumpernickel. A little pumpernickel. Oh, Big Fatty, we love a pumpernickel. Y'all, I picked up a container of the melatonin. You know, I've tried that before, and it didn't do a whole lot for me, but I said, you know what, let's just try it again. So I got a container of that. Y'all, they had the little prepackaged grits that I had tried these before, and they were real good. They were buy one, get one free, so I got that. Y'all, they had brisket. They had brisket on sale, so I got me a small, probably about a 2.5-pound brisket. Y'all, they had the good Tillamook ice cream. It was buy one, get one free. Big Freddy, I thought the ice cream gave you the upset stomach. Well, it does, but sometimes you got to have some ice cream. So I got one of those. Y'all, they had, I had a coupon for the semi-sweet chocolate chip, so I got a package of those. Not going to use them right now. Y'all, they had the Von's East sliced cheeses, 2 for $5. Got a pepper jack and a cheddar of that. Y'all, I've been using Safeguard soap all of my non-family life. And y'all, when I was cleaning out my mother's house, she always used Dial soap, and I brought a bar of it home. And y'all, it lasts forever. So y'all, I picked up a 3-pack of Dial soap. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, I got some buffalo chicken dip. It was on sale. And y'all, they had the Southern Cobb solid on sale. Y'all got that. Y'all spent $59.67, but I saved $33.34. Yes, Big Betty. Oh, and y'all, while I was there at the Von's East, y'all, I had, you know, back in January, my doctor had wanted me to get the elderly person shingle shot, which is a two-shot thing. You get one, and then you come back 4 to 6 months later, and you get another one. Well, y'all, the place that I got the first one, it was there in the hospital. Y'all, they weren't doing vaccinations. And so I'm like, well, you know, I'm getting close to the 6 month mark. I need to get this done. So y'all, while I was there at the Von Zees, I asked them if they were doing vaccinations. Oh yes, Big Betty. And I said, well, I had a prescription for this. Oh, you don't need a prescription for the elderly shingle shot. We can just give that to you. Just fill this little piece of paper out. And y'all, I filled it out. Had my little plastic glove on, so I didn't have to touch the pen or anything. And y'all, and then the pharmacist comes over a few minutes later, and he's quite the looker. He had the tattoos on his arms and all, and he was just like, yes, whatever you say. Can you give that to me rectally? Be ready, Volga. Y'all, he said I needed a tetanus. I hadn't had a tetanus shot on his records, and I said, well, and I looked through my records on my phone. I keep all of my records together, my vaccinations and like when I had a colonoscopy and x-rays and just all that kind of stuff. He said, I have never seen anyone have such an organized list of vaccinations and the sort in my life. I said, well, thank you. And I'd had a tetanus shot in 2006, I think, but it was like a tetanus and something else and whooping cough or something like that. Then I had another one in 2016, maybe, that was just tetanus. And he says, well, why don't we just go ahead and do the one with the boost with the whooping cough and all, too? And he says, it's not going to hurt you, and it's not going to cost anything. I said, okay. I said, is this kind of like an upcharge, or is this an upsell? I said, I do not want the extended fabric. I don't want the fabric protection or the tire warranty. So he laughed at that. But y'all, I got all that done. I came back here to the villa, unpacked all my groceries, and y'all, I just had to lay down. I just had to lay down for a few minutes. And y'all, then I started getting testimonials from my friend the Nip out there in the California. Hey, y'all, he's going to be visiting. He's going to be visiting for a few days. In fact, he arrives Pride 48 weekend, you know, which is just 2 weekends away. Yes, Big Betty. And then I've been catching up on more episodes of Schitt's Creek. So y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Betty. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all saw on the 20 that Veritable Virgo had to take his kitty cat to the doctor. He's lost some weight, and anyway, they were going to do some tests. And also keep old VV in your thoughts. You know, he does all of our social medias for the Pride 48. Oh, Dick, I see Big Fatty, you forgot. Oh, no. Y'all, today is Taffy Carlisle Huffington's birthday, and I forgot to play the birthday music. Big Fatty, how did you forget that? And Taffy, what do you have to say about all of this?
No one wants to be Big Dad. That's horrifying.
Oh, it is horrifying. Taffy, I promise I'll play the music tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com.
Big Fatty, and you don't how have to could use you the forget the Taffy Carlisle Huffington's birthday?
Well, you know, we've at been BigFattyOnline.com
without a
brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED1.
It just got away from me.
And ask a question or just matter with
Big
the fat
Fatty,
one.
That's no way. Excuse it all.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.